Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That split ends with History Never Repeats on 1FM Live and Local at 22 to 8, and that means it's time to catch up with resident historian John Gribben. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry.
Good to have you back on the radio.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It's a bit of a cool one this morning, though.
Oh, it is. The temperature just keeps going down. It's going in the wrong direction.
Yes. Anyhow, hopefully it'll warm up from here on in.
I doubt it.
Now, Terry, today I want to talk about something really interesting in that about irrigation. And for those that are not really aware, this municipality, the Greater Shepparton Municipality, was the first to have a government-sponsored irrigation scheme in Australia. Now, a lot of people don't realise that, but it's true, and I'll go through some of the stories behind it. Not long after the government introduced the Water Conservation Act, the people of Echuca and Warringah formed what was known as the United Echuca and Warringah Water Trust, and they started this water scheme. Now, a few kilometres south of Murchison, on the banks of the Goulburn River, they established a big pumping station. Now, the remains of this pumping station still stands there today, and it's pretty massive in that there were two big shafts about 12 feet in diameter, all made of brick, going down about 45 feet, and then they sort of tunnelled through to the Goulburn River. On top, they put in two steam engines, two 270 horsepower steam engines pumping up, I think it's something like 32 cubic feet of water a second, to pump into an irrigation channel. Now, this irrigation channel starts at Murchison, goes off to Tatura, goes through Warringah Basin and almost finishes at Colburn Avon. All up at somewhere around about, I think, 130 kilometres of channel. And the channel itself, though, was only about 2 metres wide. And it serviced an area of about 250,000 hectares in that area. Because one thing we lacked in this area in the very early days was water. Now, the channel itself is not very big, but if you travel from Murchison to Bendigo on the Murchison-Bendigo Road, before you get to the first channel, you'll notice that there's a small channel on the Murchison side of the Stuart-Murray Channel, which is the old Trust Channel. It's the remains of the old Trust Channel. So when you see the trees beside it, the red gum trees beside it, those trees are roughly 130 years old, because not much more than 130 years ago is when the channel was built. In the same way, if you travel towards Kerwin's Bridge from Murchison and you go on the old Weir Road, on the northern side, on the Murchison side of the channel, again, the first channel that you come to, the big channels, you see a smaller channel. And these channels are only a couple of metres, probably 4 metres wide maybe, if that. They'll be about that wide. But those are the original Trust channels. The people, if you Google the first irrigation schemes in Australia, you'll see Mildura gets a good mention. But the Chaffee brothers, who set all that up, before they went to Mildura, they came to Murchison to have a look at this scheme operate. So from 1880, they started theirs in 1887, Murchison started theirs in 1885. Now, the Murchison system finished once the Goulburn Weir was built in 1891, and that fed into the Trust Channel. So for a number of years, the Trust Channel was being fed via the Goulburn Weir.
It's a fair bit of history associated with the Goulburn Weir being first in the world at certain things too, I believe.
It was. Well, maybe I'll talk about that on another day, because it has a pretty amazing story with it as well. The one thing I was going to point out, though, that so the Murchison scheme was one of the very, very first in Australia, or was the first in Australia. But a lot of people don't realise how dry it was. The reason they built it is because of typhoid, dysentery and cholera. So this irrigation channel wasn't providing water to sort of flood irrigate paddocks for grass. It was there to provide water for animals and people because we had problems with this typhoid, dysentery and cholera. Edward Kerr gives his, in his great book, Recollections of Squatting Victoria, talks about moving sheep from Colbenabbin to basically Tongala in the 1840s. And he took 2,000 head of sheep at the start. And by the time he got to the end, he only had 500 left because there was no water along the way. So water was always a bit of a contentious issue for the farmers in this general area until those channels were built with irrigation water. And now that's the lifeblood of the Goulburn Valley. Yeah,
they're certainly all over the place. I couldn't even fathom how many kilometres there would be of irrigation channels now.
It's hundreds and hundreds. It amounts to thousands when you add them all up. But, so the trust channels, so if you ever get a chance to go out and have a look at those channels, have a look at them because they have a really big significance in Australian history.
So for household use, basically, not farm use, obviously, but household use. I was thinking that they would be used for crops, of course, as you said.
Well, you can imagine most households would have had a rainwater tank for drinking purposes, but certainly for things like for washing and what have you, and for animals just to drink, these trust channels were vitally important.
Groundbreaking in more ways than one.
True, very true.
Well, maybe you can tell us about the Goulburn Weir some other day. I think that's might be even heritage listed.
That is an amazing story in itself, but we'll work on that as well.
We've always got you working, John, just as well we pay you so well.
Good on you,
Terry. Thanks very much for your time this morning and have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor. It's all happening now at the friendly club, the Mariupna Golf Club. With the driving range, new holes, practice short game area and massive putting green all up and running, there has never been a more exciting time to join with membership options available to suit all budgets. Come and meet our PGA Pro, Ben Weatherly. Proud, passionate and ready to help with your golfing experience, come and talk with Ben and his team in the Pro Shop for club fitting, repairs, equipment and, of course, all of your winter apparel needs. Open 7 days. The friendly club, the Mariupna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor. Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.